Good devach. Today's daf in Nazir. Today is Nazir daf Hey. Nazir daf Hey. We left off Dalet Amud Beis. We had just wrapped off the story, famous story. We had in the Dharma as well, daf Ches, daf Tes. The story of the Shimon HaTzadik who said he never partook from a Naz, from a Asham, except for that of the Asham Nazir, this particular Asham Nazir. He never partook of it except from this person that was extremely good looking and he was tending to his father's sheep in the city. And he saw his beauty and reflection, and he was tempted to sin, and he made his ears. Shimon HaTzadik said, I will eat from, he gave him a kiss, he should be marble like you, in Yisrael, people that are Nazirim with the right intent for the right purposes. So just one quick point on that, we're up to the Gemara right after that, but one quick point on that, so Shimon HaTzadik, he didn't want to eat from the Asham Naziris. The question is why. So we didn't speak that out. We were running that Erev Shabbos. We were running on the Shir right at the end. So Tosfos explains the reason was Dafka Asham Naziris because Asham Naziris comes when a Nazir becomes Tame. We actually had that on Amun Al earlier on the top of Amun Aleph as well. The idea that a person becomes Tame as a Nazir. That's what we said at the Nikra Aveira, Nikra Chayta. That's what we said on Gimel on top. The idea is because a person may have Charata, and if he has Charata, it could be Charata on the whole Naziris. And if it's chwart on the zeros, that means the carbon tamid, it's coming, the carbon ash coming tuma could be like chulim ba'azara. That is the text explains why dafka the asham, not stam because it's from a chait. It's because it comes from a chait and the chait kalita charata, charata kalita, the zeros is undone. And if it's undone, there is no need for the carbon and it's chulim ba'azara. That's the deeper lumdus. That's the text explains. The maisa, the ran, and the gemara nadarm on daf test on abeis brings this lumdus. It's not taste on mechidish. It's gemara nadarm. We had it not so long ago. We had it a couple months ago, around 3 months ago, on adarm daf test on abeis. We had this idea. The rush and the ran over there say it's not literal. It's not literally chulim ba'azara. It's kimai chulim ba'azara. That's what the rush and the ran learn. However, there is a marit who quotes a mabit that says that a true charata of the heart, even without the shaylus, chacham unbelievable, even without the bezdin, a true charata can undo the neder, and therefore, it would be considered a chulim ba'azara. And his raya is Gufar's story. His raya is the story that, what was Shimon HaTzadik so nervous about? The chori is nervous, it's chulim ba'azara. He was nervous that the stamina as it becomes stomach will have real charata, and it'll cause the carbon to be, ironically enough, chulim ba'azara. The guf, what's causing him to bring the carbon is guf, it causes him to have charata, and it causes the chulim ba'azara, and clearly the marit quotes the Mabit who learns that it is a true chulim ba'azara. Okay, just interesting. Machlokes Rishonim again. Chazara from way back when. Daf Tes in the Dharm. It comes up over here as well. Okay, back in the Gemara. So now our Gemara had said that a chilik between the Nazir Eilam and Nazir Shimshon. The Mishnah said this actually is that Nazir Eilam is not able to be metamal meisim, whereas a Nazir Shimshon can be metamal meisim. And on the flip side, a Nazir Shimshon can never cut his hair, whereas Nazir Eilam is able to cut his hair. We'll see what type of intervals shortly in the Gemara. But first, on the tuma point, ask the Gemara. How do you know Nazir Shimshon can be metamal meisim? Presumably because Shimshon himself is metamal meisim. How do we know this? Says Mar Ilam Mitchsev. If from the pasuk, famous story, Belechi Chamari Kasi Elafish. He says with the jaw of a donkey, Shimshon HaGiber killed 1,000 men, so he killed them with his bare hands or with the jaw of the donkey. He used it as a little bit weapon. Dilma Giru Garbo Vlenagabu. Maybe Taka used the jaw.
I'm sorry, where
we are Dalet Amabez around 10 lines, 8 lines off the bottom of the page.
4B3.
So he says that Belechi Hikesi Elafish, maybe he used the jaw as a weapon. He never touched the people directly. He wasn't Tamei Meis, perhaps. El Mehacha, Fayachmeh Mishleishim Ish, Fayikach Eschalitzusam. It says he hit 30 men and he took their clothing. It sounds like he killed 30 men and took their clothing. Taking clothing off a dead man certainly would make you Tamei. So clearly Shimshon was not concerned with Tumah. Says Amar, no. Tumah Shlichunim Bereshav Hadakilinim. Maybe he took the clothing first. And then he killed them. Mar says, not true. Look at the pasukim. Look at the order. The lashon of the pasuk was v'yach v'yikach chesiv. Sounds like they were hit first, and then they died. Mar says, still not right. You know why? The dilma geisin shavinim. Maybe he hit them and gave them hit them first. Gave them a death blow. They were geisis, but then he took off the clothing while they're still alive. So maybe he has still no chiraya. Gemara says, you're right. Ela gemar gemirla. You're right. It's a masaira that Shimshon, even though he was a Nazir Shimshon, he was still Matam Lemesim, so we have a Masaira. The riots we try to bring, we fall off of, we say it was a Masaira, that a tradition that was the case, that in the Matam Lemesim. The Shardim just discussed that maybe he hit the people, they were geisis, and he took off their clothing while they're still alive, but they were geisis. Big discussion, a Nazir is now going to come Matam Lemesim, a Nazir cannot either touch a geisis. So the Shardim asked, L'chayr, if it's a geisis, what do you help? The Nazir can't touch a geisis either, so the Shardim make a chilek between whether it's a geisus bide adam or whether it's a geisus bide shemayim. There's such a chilek. The Mefarshim discussed. The Rosh wants to say such a chilek. Problem is, the way the Rosh is saying the chilek is, a geisus bide shemayim you can't touch. A geisus bide adam you could touch. But the Pashta says it goes the other way. That's the problem with the Veltas with the Rosh, that the Pashas of the Gemara that makes the chilek, makes the distinction, is that it's the geisus bide adam you can't touch. A geisus bide shemayim perhaps a nazir could touch. Okay, but that's a discussion, legabe geisus, with the nazir touching a geisus. Our Gemara seems to bring it as an eitzah over here by Shimshon HaGiber, who hit them with his hand, which is Bidei Adam, and we seem to be saying touching geisus is still something you could do. Again, ultimately we say that Shimshon HaGiber wasn't against Tumah Bechlal. Nazir Shimshon is still allowed to become Tumah Mesim as opposed to any other type of Nazir. Okay, ask the Gemara. Nazir Elam Hechiksiv. What about the case of Nazir Elam, where it's written? What the Gemara really means to ask is, where is written this din of he's able to cut his hair? Where do you find this concept that he's able to cut his hair? That there's a different status. He's able to bring karbanos and cut his hair. The Tanya. Rabbi Yair Avshalom Nazir Elam Haya. Rabbi says Avshalom was a Nazir Elam. Shneim Rabbi Yimkates Vahimikates Arbam Shana. It was the end of 40 years. Vayim Avshalom Elchanav Avshalom Es Nidri Eshnadak L'Shem Chevron. And he says to the king, "Let me go and complete pay up the neder that I made to Hashem in Chevron." And the Gemara assumes, what type of neder did he make? 40 years, he's got to go pay up his pledge. What is it? It was a neder about Nazirus. And he cut his hair once every 12 months. How do we know that? This is Rebbe speaking. He cut his hair once every 12 months. The presumption, by the way, the first mask, you don't see anyone in the pasuk clearly he was a Nazir. You don't see he was a Nazir. It was just assumed that the reason why he wasn't cutting his hair is because he was a Nazir and seemingly a Nazir Olam. The Meiri actually brings that this is also Halach Meshvisinai, which is very interesting. It comes out that the fact that Shimshon was Matam L'Mesim, Nazir Shimshon Zal Mesim is Halach Meshvisinai. I was saying also, the fact, or Mesaira, we'll call it. It wasn't Mesina, it was obviously took place afterwards, but I would say Mesaira and the Halacha, that the fact that Avshalom also, that he was a Nazir Elam, and therefore the dinim that we're going to derive from there also were really based more in Mesaira. And obviously the general din is a halachah meshvisinai. How often could you cut the hair? So Rabbi says once every 12 months. Shenemar v'haya mikates yamim yamim. It says it was the end of a period of yamim, and at the end of the period of yamim, it says what does that mean? That means 12 months. Where do you see it means 12 months? It says the Gemara v'yalf yam yamim betap of heiman alf v'yalf yam yamim batei chayma, because we learn yam yamim from batei chayma from the din of the walled city. Ma hasam shem asachaydish. We know he has up to 12 months to buy back his house in the walled city. He has 12 months to the seller to buy back from the buyer. The period that he waited for cutting his ear as a Nazir Elam was 12 months. That is Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Nuray Aymer, Megalech Echel Shoshim Yom, Nuray says no, it was once every 30 days that Avshalom cut his ear. Rebbe Si Aymer, Megalech Mev Shabbos of Shabbos, it was once a week, Friday to Friday. Shkiem Ritzim, Mev Nalachim, Shabbos of Shabbos of Shabbos, like you find, B'nei Malachim, princes, and Avshalom, of course, was the son of David. He's a prince. Princes cut the hair. Mev Shabbos of Shabbos, they cut the hair once a week, every Friday. Okay. Why every Friday the Kavod Shabbos? First, because someone will be right from here that the time to cut the hair is the Kavod Shabbos is Dafka Erev Shabbos, which you understand, meaning as opposed to A, there's an Indian to cut the hair Friday, the Kavod Shabbos, but B, Thursday night would not be Kavod Shabbos, it's already too far. Others say, no, Avad the Thursday night is still Kavod Shabbos. Friday's better, but doesn't mean Thursday night's not Kavod Shabbos. Okay. Different discussion than Madaik from the Erev Shabbos. But there is a more fundamental machlokes in the Rishonim. Is this an argument dafka about Avshalom? We're assuming Avshalom was Nazir Elam. That's clear. And Rebbe's saying Avshalom, how often did he cut his hair? Once every 12 months. And Rabbi Noah is saying once every 30 days. And that's miyam and the yamim. And Rav Yaisi is saying, no, as frequent as once every 7 days. But this gufa machlokes in the Rishonim, is this for every Nazir Elam? And they also, according to Rebbe, 12 months, according to Rav Noah, 30 days, according to Rav Yaisi, 7 days? Or no? Dafka Avshalom, because Lefi Gadlusa, because he was a prince. So for him, 7 days according to Rav Yaisi is enough. And what's Rav Yaisi's words? Shekein derech b'nei melachim, the b'nei melachim cut every 7 days. But perhaps another Nazir Olam who doesn't have that same level, that same status as a prince, maybe for him he has to wait every 30 days according to everyone, or 12 months. Maybe there's no machloikis. So it's actually an interesting machloikis in the Rishonim. Rambam says that this applies to, Rambam Perek Vav says this applies to every Nazir, applies to every Nazir. Whereas the Mefarish in our Sugya says the Machlokes over here is only in Avshalom, but the other Nazir Elam, with the Stam Shia would be 30 days, because we know that in general 30 days is enough Kvedas for here on the head. 12 months is a lot. 7 days is a little. 30 days is Stam Kveda. So interesting. Another Elam is every 30 days, according to Mefarish. Whereas according to Rambam, it'll be Machlokes in these three Tanaim, whether it's 30 days, 12 months, or 7 days. But meaning just like Avshalom, according to Mefarsh, this machlokes is only about Avshalom, not about other Nazir Olam. Now, the Rambam says that Avshalom was a Nazir Olam. How do we know? I'll pick up all. Similar to what we said about the Meiri. Similar to what we said, we quoted from the Meiri. The Mefarshim ask, why is our Gemara not saying clear that he's a Nazir Olam? So the Radak says, yeah, it's clear our Gemara is interpreting the Psukim that he's a Nazir Olam. But the Gemara itself doesn't bring any clear right he's a Nazir Olam. The Gemara understands he's a Nazir Olam, but there's no clear right in the Psukim he's a Nazir Olam. The Gemara is interpreting from the Psukim, from the length, yamim, and from what he was doing, that his pledge must have been a Zeris. But there's no clear indication in the Psukim that the Gemara, even the Gemara brings, that he was a Nazir Olam, and therefore not a Stira. Our Gemara is not a Stira to this idea, this notion of Meiri and Rambam, that Avshalom's status of Nazir Olam is known to us, Alpi Kabbalah, and not clearly a drasha from the sugya. Okay, before we go further in the sugya, the Gemara is going to go right in this discussion, Machlokes Tanaim over here, about how far apart Avshalom got his haircuts. Just back on the Gemara, on Amud Beis, there's a basic question the Rush mentioned. We spoke about Shimshon being able to go to the Mason. When we came out, the source was the Zev to Tavla Mason because it was a Messiah that he was able, that he was Tavla Mason. We know Alpi Messiah, we don't have any clear raya. Rashi says, what was your initial raya? Your raya was because he took the jaw of the donkey and he was killing all the people. So why would that be a raya? If he's in danger, if kuch nefesh, is there a havamina nazir has to give up his life and not save his life because he came to come tell the mason? Why would that be a chlau, be a raya, azay frekti rush? So the Rabbeinu Peretz answers and says that if there was an iser for a nazir to come tame, then Shimshon HaKibbeh would have whacked around all those plishtim, but he wouldn't have killed them. He wouldn't have killed them. The fact that he killed them, Avadi was doing it to save himself, but if he could have saved himself without killing them, if he could have done it, if there was an issue of becoming tummy, he would have tried to find a way to do it without becoming tummy. The fact that he did it and he killed them must be that becoming tummy was not a concern. Interesting, interesting answer from Rabbi's parents. Okay, back in our Gemara. My time with the Rebbe. One Shon Rebbe who says that the Zman is 12 months. Yalef Bader Chaima was saying, like we said above, he learns Bader Chaima. For Rebbe Yehuda Amar, Im Yamim Pchus Mishnayim. Rebbe in the Parsha of Bader Chaima learns that what's the minimum amount of days? The minimum amount of days of Yamim is 2 days. Where does he know it from? Bater Chaima. What din is that? We just said 12 months. You know what the din of 2 days by Bater Chaima is? The din of 2 days is that if someone sells his house and then he wants to buy it back, he cannot buy it back in less than 2 days. He must at least have it sold for 2 days, and then afterwards he can buy it back. He can't buy it back before 2 days. So, ask the Gemara, if that's the case, and is learning from the lesson of Yamim, maybe we should be learning that the shear of Yamim is 2 days, right? Shiram 2 days, like from Bater Chaima, not 12 months, like the maximum time of Bater Chaima to purchase back, like the minimum time to purchase back, which is 2 days. Says the Gemara, the Chorvesh Takatayna. It's clear the din of a Nazir Olam being able to cut his hair is because of Kvedus, because if it's too much hair, it's too much on him. It's Kvedus. So, 2 days of not cutting the hair? No one, I mean, the Melech cuts every day, but no one cuts the hair. 2 days not called Kvedus for anybody. And therefore, it must be that if you have two Zman to pick from Bater Chaima, you pick the 12-month Zman and not the 2-day Zman. Ask them 1 second. Why are you saying that the Yamim is a Gzir Shava too? Bater Chaima, maybe learn that Yamim to a different Pasuk. Why not go to the Pasuk by Miketz, by Parshas Miketz, where it says Yosef was in jail at the end of 2 years. It says Vahim Iketz Shasayim Yamim, and that's a really heavy growth. 2 years of growth. Maybe it's not 12 months. Maybe it's 2 years. Like the word Yamim by Shnasayim Yamim by 2 years. Answers the Gemara. Dani Yamim Shemim Shein Imam Shanim. Imam Shanim, Miyamim She'in Imam Shanim. The word Yamim by Bater Chaima doesn't have the word Shanim there. The word Yamim by our Parsha of Naziris doesn't have, by Avshalom, doesn't have the word Shanim there. Whereas the word by Miketz is Shnasayim, it's like 2 years, of Yamim, therefore we're not going to use that one, which has the word Shanim there. Said Marstil, Ve'ema, Shleishim Yayim. Maybe it's 30 days. It says, where does it say that? That is in Bamidbar. In Perek Yud Aleph, where it discusses, Klal Yisrael was complaining about not having meat, and the Pasuk says, Akash Baruch Hu tells him, you can have meat, not stop for meat for a day. You'll have up to a month worth of meat until you get like sick of it. You'll have a month worth of meat, but the point is, it says, Ad Chaydesh Yamim. It says the word Yamim in relation to Chaydesh, so learn from there. Don't say it's 12 months for Kvedus of the hair, that Rebbe says. Rebbe should learn from there and say it's only 30 days, which is like Rav Nurashita. Says Gemara again, similar answer. Over there it says Chaydesh. It says Chaydesh Yamim. The word Yamim is Ketel Chaydesh. Dan Yamim Shein Imam Chadashim. Mi Yamim Shein Imam Chadashim. Vayichich Zeh Sheish Imam Chadashim. I'd rather learn out the word Yamim from a place where it doesn't have Chadashim to our Pasuk by Avshalom, where it doesn't have the word Chadashim either, doesn't have Chaydesh, and not learn from the case over there by the Midbar, where it has the word Chadashim. Says the Gemara still, Eim HaMechach, I want to learn for this Pasuk. There's a Pasuk in Shaftim, again, Perkid Aleph, Shmi Yamim Yamima, says over there that they were, the daughters of Klal Yisrael were going to visit that Yiftach Hagiladi's daughter. They'd go visit her 4 days a year, which we assume Miyamim Yamima, it says Miyamim Yamima, regarding 4 days a year is really 4 quarters, sounds like every 3 months. So maybe learn that the Zman for cutting the hair for Nazir Elam is 3 months every quarter. You can cut the hair like the distance of when the daughters are going to visit the Bas Yiftach Hagiladi. The point is, the Lashon over there was Yamim Yamima, also the word Yamim. Says the Gemara, Dan and Yamim Yamim, Yamim by Avshalom, connects with the word Yamim by Badr Yachayma, it's simple Yamim Yamim, and not Vein Dan Yamim Yamima. We don't want to learn the word Yamim from the word Yamima. We don't want to learn Yamim from the word Yamima. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? Famous Gemara. This next 2 lines of Gemara comes up 12 times in Shas. Maybe it's 11, not 12. I believe it's roughly 11 or 12 times in Shas. So if you know these 2 lines, it's Amud of Shas right now. Says Gemara, my naf kamina, fa'atana be b'shmal, v'shavakayin abakayin, zui seva, zui bia. The pasuk says, b'akayin, it says, v'shavakayin, and since it's the same general type of the kayin returning, the kayin coming in, it's close enough to the meaning is the same. You can make a gzeir shava with that. So if shava kind of ba'akai is gzeir shava, certainly yamim and yamima could be gzeir shava. Gemara answers, hani mili, and this answer comes up also, not as many times, but it comes up close to as many times in Shas as well. Hani mili, hech lek damila, avech lek damila, midamila finala. That I only say that that's a good gzeir shava as long as there's nothing better to compare to. If I can compare yamim to yamim, then yamim to yamim beats out yamim to yamima. You're right. If I don't have a closer word, I'll have a gzeir shava between yamim and yamima. But if I have a better word, I'm not going to make a gzeir shava yamim to yamima if I have a gzeir shava for yamim to yamim. Of course, this, you have to figure this out with the famous concept that you cannot make a done gzeir shava atzmai. Gzeir shavas themselves all have to be given over the Messiah. And we've had multiple times in Shas where the Mer says, his Rebbe didn't darshan the gzeir shava. He didn't have such gzeir shava as a Messiah, and therefore this Tana doesn't hold the gzeir shava. How that fits with Midadamila, whichever one is better, it could fit into that concept that we've answered many times, that sometimes the Messiah was that a certain word was given over for gzeir shava, but the details were not as clear. And then we have to choose which gzeir shava to make out of it. That was left over to for the Chacham, for the Tana, to Darshan, which gzeir shava is made out of it. So then we say we'll pick the one that's more close and not the one that's less close, even though both could theoretically be good. Now, if everyone's remembering from today's Parsha Leining, we had today in Parsha's Bite about bringing the Korban Pesach, the Pesach when it gives the commandment of the Korban Pesach, it says, and you should do this, have this commandment about celebrating the Seh, and bring a Korban Pesach, it says, Miyamim Yamima. It says the same Lashon, Yamim Yamima, to bring it, and that's every 12 months, once a year. So it's very interesting. Agamar asks, go to Yamim Mima over there and shave him and learn out that it means a quarter. Learn that it means once every 3 months. Once you go to Yamim Mima, go to the Pasuk and Chumash and Parshas Bay, and it'll also be 12 months, just like Bater Chaima, just like what Rebbe's getting to with Bater Chaima. I don't have an answer to the question. I think it's a very basic question. We always like to go to Chumash before we go to Navi. So why are we not going to Yamim Yamima of today's Parsha? I must be missing something basic. And over there, it seems clear that it means every year at Pesach, we should have a Korban Pesach. It means 12 months. Why won't we use that as a source for 12 months? I don't know. I think it's a good aura, just timely, based on today's laning this morning. Okay. Igdami, another answer why the pasuk in Shaftim was not a good source, because who told you over there the 4 times they went to visit were equal intervals of 3 months? It was 4 days a year. But maybe sometimes there was a 4-month break between visits, and sometimes there's only 2-month break. And therefore, we can't learn from there what's the shear, what's the zman of kvedas, of having too much hair for the haircut for the Nazir Olam. Igdami, Menayadim, the Choltas Niachas, the Chadzimna, who told you every 3 months is considered one interval that we're going to say is the Zman for, and we can learn from there the Zman for Nazir Olam. Dilma Arba Zmanish Peshata, maybe it was 4 times a year. However, how is it broken up? Arba, 4 times a year, but not broken equally. Rather, Arba Yarchin Chadzimna, sometimes there's a 4-month break between Yarchin and Chadzimna, sometimes there's a 2-month break, and that wouldn't help us for our kvedas for haircutting, because how we know, so what's considered enough of his man haircutting? Is it the 2-month man? Is it the 3-month man? Is it the 4-month man? We don't know, and therefore wouldn't be a good source. Okay, that was all going, of course, in the sheet of Rebbe, that the Nazir Elam's man is 12 months. Okay, next, says the Gemara, says, usually the Gemara would preface this with a, Amamar, we said before in the Braisa, or Gufa, but But the Mefarshim point out, Lashon Nazir Mishun again, we just jump right into it. Rav Noi Eimer, Megalech Echash Lashon Yom. Rav Noi says, you Megalech once every 30 days the Nazir Olam. My time, Gabi Kahanim Mishun Dika Kovid, Hachrami Ika Kovid. We know by Kahanim, Halach is you have to get a haircut once every 30 days. We just have quoted the Pasuk the other day. We quoted the Pasuk in our Daf Gimel, in our source, that when a person says Pera is the Lashon of Naziris, and the Pshat we said was because what's a Kayan, where do you find Lashon Pera? That a Kayan should not leave his hair to grow too long Pera. And what's that? We said 30 days, Kayan shouldn't let his hair grow more than 30 days. So we learn from there that the guy, when he says Lashon Pera, he means like a Zman of Naziris, he means to have 30 days, which we'll see later in today's daf. The Zman of Naziris 30 days, but he means a pledge of growing his hair out. Growing his hair out for 30 days from Naziris. So too says Rav Noi. You see also what's the reason by Kahanim with 30 days is too much, because that's considered heaviness of the hair, so to speak. So that's good zman. That's a good shear for the Nazir Eilim as well. Hachrami Ika Kevit. Rabbi says no, once every 7 days the Nazir Eilim could cut his hair. Mayaka Beinei. So the Gemara is Bam Kasha. Once every 7 days, and Rashi said, you know why? Because that's the Derech Bnei Melachim. The Derech Bnei Melachim is cut here every 7 days. So Avshalom was a Ben Melach. It makes sense that he was able to cut here every 7 days. But the Gemara asked, but then what's between him and his brothers? Meaning, his brothers are also princes. His brothers also Bnei Melachim. And it sounds like Avshalom is doing something unique. But if he's cutting his hair every 7 days like his brothers, then what's unique about his Naziris to the brothers? Now you can tell me, yeah, what do you mean? He couldn't drink wine. He had other restraints. He couldn't drink wine. He couldn't become Talmid Mason. It sounds like in the hair cutting alone, we would have a chiluk din Avshalom, and we don't seem to have that. That's the kasha. Answers the Gemara. Mike Benei L'Shar Achoy. What's the chiluk din of the other brothers? Yom Tov Shchalias Bem Tov Shabbos. Yom Tov the fell on Erev Shabbos is the chiluk that Achoy Megalchin who Le Megalach. When Yom Tov falls on Erev Shabbos, the brothers can cut. He can't cut. Meaning, or sorry, when Yom falls out in middle Lem Tzoy Shabbos, in the middle of the week. Why? He has to wait 7 days out of this din of Nazir Olam. The brothers used to cut every Erev Shabbos, out of Kavod Shabbos. No, so if you have Yom Tov on a Tuesday, Tuesday evening, you'll cut Tuesday, out of Kavod Yom Tov as well. He wouldn't be able to cut on the Tuesday because he needs a minimum 7 days. That's one afkamina. Inam, another afkamina, legrucha mitzafra, the mal Shabbos, achoy megalchin, but he cannot be megalech, iyu lemegalech ad panya. Cutting right away Friday morning. Remember, another Olam, even though he said he can cut, he needs to bring three karbanas. Another Olam brings the three karbanas of Ayla, Chatas, and Shlamim, Shlamim Nazir, and then he cuts his hair. He's got to bring the three karbanas that a normal Nazir who completed his Nazir term brings. He brings those karbanas, and then he cuts his hair. So, Avshalom, or Nazir Olam, Avshalom in this case, that's what I'm referring to, would have to bring the three karbanas and only then cut his hair. Whereas his brothers cut the hair right away. Avshalom would presumably have to wait till the karbanas are brought in the morning, or at some point, till the karbanas being finished being brought. So he wouldn't be able to cut till later in the day. Couldn't do it first thing in the morning. Whereas as his brothers were different, that they could do it first thing in the morning. But at Chanami, according to Bresi, the Zman was still the same Zman, namely a Zman of 7 days. Okay, now, one point that we said, what's the difference between him and his brother? So the Rush just asked, that what do you mean? That this Nazir Olam that's allowed to get a haircut, we actually didn't bring out that there's a machlokes Rishonim about this, but the pashtus is, we've been taking the assumption of what seems to be the majority view in the Rishonim, and that is that he doesn't get a full-fledged haircut. It's make a batar. You can't get a regular haircut, you can just lighten the hair. You can't get a fully, you can't shave that bald. You make a batar, you just lighten the hair. You do it with a razor, not with regular scissors. There's different dinim. His brothers can get a regular haircut, whereas he was only make a batar. Why can't that be a chiluk? Says the Rush, it must be that the Bnei Melachim also would get that type of haircut. The Bnei Melachim also would get a haircut of only lightening batar, only a lighter haircut, and not getting a full-fledged scissors cut, not a full cut, and therefore, again, we're stuck with what's the chiluk between Avshalom and his brothers, because they would get the similar haircut that a Nazir Olam gets, Azai Zakhtarach, a good hara, and a good answer. Says the Gemara, Hanei Rav Shadamai Vatai, what's this 40 years? We said Avshalom waited 40 years to go bring the neder, fulfill his pledge, his carbon, and then he was, and during that time, he was a Nazir Olam, and he was getting haircuts throughout that time. So what is the 40-year symbolizing? Says the Gemara, Rav Noi, Aymer Mishum Rabbi Shua, Lekeitz Arba Mishana Shalom Melech. It can't be 40 years, the Rishonim point out. It cannot be 40 years from when David HaMelech, his father, became king, because David HaMelech was only king for a grand total of 40 years. And Avshalom obviously had the story take place before he rebelled, before David HaMelech finished, his kingdom was over. So this obviously was before 40 years from that. It wasn't 40 years from David HaMelech's kingship. So what's it from? It's from when the Kaisel asked for a Melech. And the Rush points out, beautiful, Kaisel asking for a Melech was a form of rebelliousness. Asking for a melech was considered a little like, what do you need a melech for? You have a kodesh baruch hu, you have a nasi, you need a melech. So that's a form of rebelliousness. The Gemara is connecting, or the pasuk over there is connecting, that rebelliousness of asking for a melech is similar to rebelliousness of Avshalom, who also ultimately rebelled. We're connecting, it was 40 years from that rebelliousness, which planted the seeds for the future rebelliousness of an Avshalom. Okay, says Gemara in the case of Rabbi Shana Shalom Lamelech, Tana, Aisa Shana Shalom Lamelech, that year that they asked for a Melech, he shenas asul Shmuel Ramasi. That was the 10th year of Shmuel Ramasi's reign as the Navi. Shmuel Ramasi, of course, was the Navi, Shmuel Navi, and that was the 10th year of his reign. He was leading Klai Yisrael as a Navi, but then Klai Yisrael had requested a Melech. Back to Mishnah. Stam Naziris, Lamid Yayim. Perhaps the shortest Mishnah in Shas. Stam Naziris, Lamid Yayim. Stam Naziris is 30 days. Rambam brings two dinim.
We had, by the way,
what?
With this whole business with the woman, and then if she didn't know that the husband was really made from the Naziris, and it was earlier on, we were going to bring this back up again here.
I'm not sure what you mean. You have to come back to me after this year. Stam Naziris, Lamid Yayim. Stam Naziris is 30 days. Rambam says there's two dinim licked in this Mishnah. Rambam says, first din is that if a person pledges Nazir Stam without a date, without a timeline, it's 30 days. That's the basic understanding of the Mishnah. But there's a second din here. Kesa Mishnah says that Rambam sees in this, that Rambam got this another din from this Mishnah. What's that? That is that if a person pledges Naziris, the shortest possible amount is 30 days. So it's two separate dinim. One is if he didn't give a length, meaning how long it's going to be, we stop it by 30 days. But on the flip side, a person who pledges Naziris, even if he wants only to be a week, it's going to last 30 days. He can know the thing as a Naziris shorter than 30 days either. Okay. Menachem, what's the source that's 30 days? Amar Rav Masna, Amar Kar Kaddish, yeah. Pasuk says he should be holy. Yeah, Begmatria, Tosin Have. Yeah, of course, has two Yuds and two Hays. Hay is 5, Yud is 10. 5 and 10 is 15 times 2. 30. Yeah, Begmatria, Tosin Have. Unbelievable. The source for Naziris 30 days is from the word Kaddish, yeah, in the Parashat Naziris. Zuck the Rishayna, what? Gematria is a source for a din, Torah of 30 days. So the Rambam, the Ramban, I should say, and the Rosh both speak out. Enechrami, it is a halacha mash mesina that's 30 days, and this is merely an asmachta. Enechrami, it's not mamish, a full drusha that we learn from here. Rather, it's asmachta. We do have it, we've pointed out in the past, we do have other dinim that we seem to learn from gematrias sometimes in the Torah, and seemingly they are full dinim again, according to Rosh and Ramban, would likely be there as well. Same idea, it's merely an asmachta, and the Ikr din was halacha mash mesina. What is another case? For example, the Lamates Malachas. Lamates Malachas, there was a lesson from the psukim over there also. There was a gematria, I'm trying to remember now, Naha Devarim, I'm forgetting the exact word, but there was a word there also that we darshan 39, also to get Lamtas Malachim. We've had other places as well. Malchus, I think, there's also, they darshan. Okay, there's different places where we darshan the number 39, seemingly from similar type of drushas. Okay, says the Gemara. That is all the source of Rav Masna. Barpad Amar, Kenegan Nazir Nizrei Amur Batera. It says the word Nazir in Israel in the Torah, how many times? 30 minus 1, 29 times. So we know that Naziris is 29 days based on the Pesukim. The obvious question is, our Mishnah says 30 days. And Rav Masna says 29 days. Sit tight, we'll get there in a second. Says the Mar. Rav Masna, I'm going to have Nazir in Israel. Rav Masna, why is he learning from the word Yeh and the Gematria? Why does he not learn it from the 29 times it says Nazir in Israel, like Barpada? Answers the Gemara. Rav Masna will tell you, Hulu Drasha. Every time it says Nazir in the Torah, or, right, Nazir or Nizrei, it's coming for a Drasha. For example, he gives two examples. Miyayim v'sheikhar, Yazir. We learned out just the other day. Lasser Yayin Mitzvah, Kiyayim Rishus. When it says Miyayim v'sheikh Yazir, it teaches me that wine of Mitzvah is Aser, just like Yayim Rishus. This we just had on the bottom of yesterday's daf. It was towards the end, actually, of Gimel and Beis, right? Towards the end of Gimel and Beis, right at the bottom, it was the beginning of Yisrael, Gimel and Beis, about the Nazir being usher in wine of mitzvah, top of Dalam Aleph. Okay. Kiyaf Lindar Nadar Nazir Hazir. What does that teach me? By saying Lushan, Kiyafli Linder, Nedir, Nazir Hazir tells me Nazir's Chal Naziris. What's the case, by the way? The Rishonim say if a guy says Arani Nazir, Vinazir. Let's see, the guy says, I'm a Nazir, Vinazir. The halacha is that he's going to be Chayev, a Naziris, on top of a Naziris. The infarction bring that the Gemara says that actually, if a guy says, Arani Nazir Vinazir, it's clear. Arani Nazir Vinazir, it's clear he means two Naziris. Rather, the Chiddush is, in the case where he says, Arani Nazir Yayim, Arani Nazir Yayim, he repeated it twice. You don't say he's just repeating it. It's actually two separate declarations, and they're both Chal. And the Chiddush is, you know the Chal? Even though he said both Hayayim, it's not that he's riding two Naziruses at the same time. He has to keep Naziris 30 days, and they can be used for another 30 days. I said Hayayim twice, meaning today, twice. No, 30 days from today, and then another 30 days from 30 days from now. So that's what we learned, Naziris Chal Naziris. But the point is, all these are learned from the different psukim using the word Nazir. Says Rav Masna, I cannot learn that the 29 times it says Nazir is telling me the 29 days Naziris, because I needed all those times, and therefore I don't have an extra drasha for the amount of days. Rather, I learned it from the Gematria, from Yia, says the Gemara back, Barpad, the top of a base. Barpad will tell you You're right. Many of those 29, perhaps almost all of them, are needed for different drushas. But there's one of them that's extra. And once one is extra, what's teaching me? It's teaching me that even though you're at 28, we had to say 29th to teach me the amount of days. That last extra one, if you have only one extra one, it's teaching me the amount of days that a nazir has to be, which is 29. Ask them where the kashmi point there right away. So now we learned that the Mishnah is 30 days. Bishlam Rav Masa Nicha. Rav Masa said that Yia tells me 30 days. Our Mishnah says 30 days. It's Gevaldig. Ela Rapada, Kash Rapada says 29 days. 29 days is not 30 days. It's very close, but it's not the same. Answers the Gemara. Amalach Rapada. Aydi Dik Yayim Tlosin. De Megalach Mevi Kabarasev. Mishamachi Tana Shleishim. These are very simple. You're Nazir for 29 days, and on the 30th day, you cut the hair. We always call it Yom Tiklachas, but it's the day of cutting the hair and bringing the carbon, the whole process of bringing the carbon, chatas, ayla, shlamim, burning some of the hair underneath the cooking of the carbon. It's the whole process over there. It happens on day 30, so the Mishnah calls the Stam Naziris 30 days, but really it's 29 days plus the day of his process of getting out of Naziris. Okay, now from here all the way through, Tanan, from the word Tanan coming up over here, all the way through most of Daf Vav, turning Daf Vav Amud Aleph, onto even Daf Vav Amud Beis. We're going to be quoting a Mishnah. The Mishnah brings like really four different groupings, it's more like five or six cases, but four different groups of cases. This is the Mishnah coming up right in the beginning of the second parak. It's the Mishnah Adav Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. It's not a very long Mishnah, but it's a Mishnah roughly a half an Amud, Dizin Zayin Amud, a half an Amud, coming at the beginning of the second parak. So we're going to be very experienced by the time we get to that Mishnah, because we're going to go through essentially the entire Mishnah now over the rest of today's daf, very short, and the beginning of tomorrow's daf. We're going to go over that Mishnah, and all in the context of being Rayas to the Machlekes Bar Pata and Rav Masa. It's almost as if we should have, you know, had that Mishnah in the second parak first, and then brought down the Machlekes of Bar Pata and Rav Masa. Obviously, bring it here because it relates to our Mishnah of Stam Naziris Stam Yayim. That's why we bring it over here. But really, the rest of the discussion in this Machlekes Bar Pata Rav Masa is going to be focused very much on that Mishnah Daf Tzayin. Again, we're going to read a piecemeal the Mishnah and being raised to that discussion. We'll of course explain it as we go through it. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah on Daf Tzayin in Nazir Stam Nazir Shleishim Yayim. No, that's what we just said. Sorry. Mishamar. I lost my place. Tom, Mishamar. Hareini Nazir. A person says, I am a Nazir. Megalechim Shleishim Echad. So he keeps 30 days, and he shaves on the 31st day. Who does that fit like? Obviously, Rav Masna. The 31st day is when you do the Teglachas. According to Bar Pada, that should be the 30th day. Ask the Gemara Bishlam of Rav Masna Nicha. Ela Bar Pada Kasha. It's right to Rav Masna Kasha Rav Pada. Amalech Bar Pada. Ema Seif. Bar Pada says, 1 second, go to the safe of that very same Mishnah. But if he shaved on the 30th day, he's Yaitza. Now, according to me, Barpada, 29 days is in the Zeris. 30th day is when you shave the head. That's why you're Yaitza. But according to you, you need 30 days. So if you need 30 days, why is he cut his hair a day early? He blew it. Ella, Seif Masele, Seif is a riot to Barpada. Reisha, and the Reisha is Nasa Ka'imer Shleiman. The ratio is that we treat it, this is again, Nazir a little bit, it's basically like a Durabanan. We're saying we treat it as if he said it could be 30 days. Meaning, clearly if a person makes it Naziris for 30 days, let's say Reuven says, Hareini Nazir Shleishim Yayim. Everyone agrees you have to keep 30 days. Our whole din was that Stam Naziris, the minimum, and the Stam Nazir, according to Bar Pada, is 29 days. But if he says, I'm a Nazir 30 days, he's actually 30 days. Now, it's normal that people are not going to be so cognizant that the din Torah has the word Nazir 29 times, and therefore the Shia is 29 days. They think of it as a month, as 30 days. So it's going to be very common that a person is going to declare 30 days. And therefore, the Rabbanan would enact that even when a guy makes a Stam Naziris, it makes sense to keep it 30 days, just to be safe. Let him keep it 30 days and bring the Kabbalah on day 31, just to be safe and up to a case where a guy actually declared clearly 30 days. Now, once that became the stummiest, so therefore, we say, meaning Midrabanan, so we say, in the ratio of the Mishnah, you should keep 30 days and cut on the 31st day. But B'diavad, if he cut on the 30th day, since he didn't say 30 days explicitly, he just said, I'm a Nazir. According to Rapad, it's beautiful. That is 29 days. So if he cut on the 30th day, all is good. So Adrabba now, according to Rav Pada, we can explain the Mishnah. The first line of the Mishnah is talking about with the Takana, and the second line is talking about Bidyevin, which is a typical concept you find by Durabanans. Bidyevin, if he didn't keep the 30 days, it's okay, because 29 days was really his Iker Neder, that was really his Neder, 30th day was just a Chumr Durabanan. But according to Rav Masna now, Shver the other way, Rav Masna Kasha say, for Reisha is great, keep 30 days and cut on day 31. But what's put on the Seifa that you cut on day 30 days, it's good? Answer the Gemara, big aside. How's Rav Masna going to the Reisha? Sorry, the Seifa, Kasavar. Mixasam Kikulay. Bar Masan Lase, we hold Mixasam Kikulay, which means a Naziris is 30 days. He started counting the 30th day. As long as he kept part of the 30th day, even though lechatchila we want him to keep the full 30th day and count on the 31st day, and that's the reisha, but it's very interesting, it's coming out almost like a lechatchila, but you have it in deraisas. But we're saying now, me'ikra din, vaisais, this din of mixim kikulei is a din of deraisa. We know famously by Avelos, it's very applicable. We had it on the over there. We had it on the Gabi the Shiva, the Gabi the Shleishim, the big discussions about mixim kikulei. Here we're saying very clear, but Avelos, tamas, we say is me'ikra din derabanan. At least the count, the concept maybe is deraisa, but the days, the amount, it's the pashas, it's a smachta, it's about the length, but it's pashas derabanan. Here we're saying clearly by Naziris, and here's deraisa, we're saying mixes yam kikulei, according to Rav Masna, and therefore as long as he kept part of the 30th day, that's enough, and he can now go and bring the karbanas that day, at least b'dieved, is still going to work. Maybe derabanan l'chila, keep to the 31st day, but at least midaraisa, it's going to be considered mesiv kulei, and therefore it's fine. Tanan, let's see at least one more raya. Tanan, harin nazar sheshimayim. Again, this is the Mishnah over there on Daf Tezayin. If a guy says I'm another 30 days, he says the word 30 days. Imgilech yam shleishim leyatza. If he cut his hair on day 30, he's not yatza. Now, if mesiv is kulei, what's in that same? If you learn the Mishnah and mesiv is kulei, what's going to be pshat? According to Rav Masna, you have to explain the reisha with mesiv kulei. So over here, lechayra. Does it not work? Answer the Gemara like a Hachamai Skinan, but Aymer Shleiman, where he said Shleiman, he said 30 full days. Shleiman. He said Shleiman, just like he declared, he didn't say I'm a Nazir, Stam. He said I'm a Nazir 30 days. And just like when he said 30 days, he said 30 full days. So of course over there, it's not going to work, even according to Ramasa, that makes him a Kulei. We can start the next one, even though it's going to carry much into tomorrow's Amid. Let's just start it. And we'll do it quickly, and we'll probably end the chazak tomorrow anyway. Tanan, Misha does Hashem Naziris, the person who pledged two Naziris, Megalechas Roshana Yom Shleishim Ve'echad, Vashnil Yom Shishim Ve'echad. One who pledged two successive Naziris. So, two in a row. So the first one, he cuts day 31. Beautiful, according to Rav Masna. And then the second one, day 61. Again, beautiful, according to Rav Masna. Why? Because Rav Masna will learn that the first one, day 31, you have to do 30 full days, and then cut on day 31. Right, and then the second one on day 61, because he holds that Mixiv Kekulai, so the 31st day can be counted. Right, it can be counted as it's the 31st day. Day 61 is the 31st day of the second term. So, Bishlam Masanicha, according to Masan is great. Abapada Kash, according to Abapada, the whole term is only 29 days. So, Lechaira, why are we scheduling both time on the 31st day? It's Shver. Says Amach Abapada again. Ema Seifa. Again, we're already in Vav and Aleph. Top of the page. Ema Seifa. From Gilachas Rishayna Liam Shleishim Megalechas Shinayim Shishim. If you did on day 30, you could do on day 60. How is that going to work? Same answer as we had earlier. El Seifa say Elay Rishayim by Mishleimim. You have to say the Seifa is like Barpada, that Etzem Eker did 29 days is enough. 30 was just more of a Chumrah, and the Rishayim. The reason why I have to wait to 31 and 61 is because he said Shleimim. And then Rana repeats again, Ular Masla Kasha Seif Ataka, the fact that they Bidyevid, that day 30 and 60 is enough, isn't that a kasha on Rav Masna? Amr Lach Rav Masna, Kitkani Seifa, Yem Shleishim Eilikan Alakan. I jumped a little gun to the Chiddush of that. Yem Shleishim is Eilikan Alakan. That Yem Shleishim mixes up the Kulei, and Yem Shleishim is Eilikan Alakan. And therefore, it works even day 30 to 60. Ask the Mara, but isn't that really the same idea? Mixed Kulei tells me that it works for day 30. And then it works for day one for the next time, because both of them, a partial day is good to be day 30, and a partial day is good to be day one. So isn't that really the same chiddush twice? Yes, Gemara Mahi, Mishab Kulei, Hamachad Zimna. Isn't the first din of the Mishnah, the first set of cases, and this set of cases, this third set, telling me the same din? Mishab Kulei and Yom Shleishim is Eilu Kan L'Kan. Isn't that the same din? Gemara says no. Because Mishab Kulei tells me day 30 could be day 30, part of the day is enough, and I could do my ritual of getting rid of the Naziris. To say that it can count as day one of another Naziris, that's a trud vaita, that's a bigger chiddush. You're not just saying Mitzim Kulei, you're saying one day could be split and be counted almost as like three separate days. You have the last day of the first Naziris, the Giluach, and then the new day of the new Naziris. Says Gemara, Mal Tema Hani Meili Inyan Chad Naziris, Avashne Naziris Lay, to count the two separate Naziris that you can't do. Kamashman works for that as well. Bli Nedda will go over this last Gemara again, this last Raya, but we're still going to have more rise from that Mishnah into the Machlokes Bar Pada and Rav Masna, whether Naziris is 29 days or Stam Naziris is 30 days. Agutava.